What is mise-en-scene? Film studies deals with the problems of reality and representation by making an initial assumption and proceeding logically from it. This assumption is that all representations have meaning. The term mise-en-scene, also mise-en-scène, describes the primary feature of cinematic representation. Mise-en-scene is the first step in understanding how films produce and reflect meaning. Everything, literally everything, in the filmed image is described by the term mise-en-scene. It's the expressive totality of what you see in a single film image. Mise-en-scene consists of all of the elements placed in front of the camera to be photographed. Settings, props, lighting, costumes, makeup, and figure behavior, meaning actors, their gestures, and their facial expressions. In addition, mise-en-scene includes the camera's actions and angles and the cinematography. Since everything in the filmed image comes under the heading of mise-en-scene, the term's definition is a mouthful. So a shorter definition is this. Mise-en-scene is the totality of expressive content within the image. Film studies assumes that everything within the image has expressive meanings. By analyzing mise-en-scene, we begin to see what those meanings might be. The director starts from scratch and stages the scene for the camera, and every element of the resulting image has expressive meaning. Even when a film is shot on location, at a pre-existing real place, the director has chosen that location for its expressive value. It's important to note that mise-en-scene does not have anything to do with whether a given scene is realistic or not. A film director might want to create a thoroughly warped suburban living room set with oversized furniture and distorted walls and bizarrely shaped doors in order to express her feeling that the characters who live in this house are crazy. So a film director creates mise-en-scene according to the impression he or she wishes to create. Let's start with an example. Here's the first shot of a hypothetical film we're making. We see a man standing up against a wall. The wall is made of what? Wood? Concrete? Bricks? Let's say bricks. Some of the bricks are chipped. The wall is what color? White? No, let's say it's red. It's a new wall. No, it's an old wall, and some graffiti has been painted on it. But even the graffiti is old and faded. Is it indoors or outdoors? Day or night? We'll go with outdoors in the afternoon. The man is, what, short? No, he's tall. And he's wearing, what? A uniform. A blue uniform. With a badge. Bear in mind, nothing has happened yet in our film. We just have a policeman standing against a wall. But the more mise-en-scene details we add, the more visual information we give to our audience, and the more precise our audience's emotional response will be to the image we are showing them. With a film image, we seem to see it all at once. We take in all the visual information quickly, and we do so without being aware that we're taking it in. Moreover, filmmakers find ways of directing our gaze to specific areas in the image by manipulating compositions, colors, areas of focus, and so on. By examining each of these aspects of cinema, film studies attempts to wake us up to what's in front of us on screen, to make us all more conscious of what we're seeing and why. To continue with our example of mise-en-scene, the man is handsome in a Brad Pitt sort of way. He's a white guy in his late 30s, but he's got a black eye, and there's a trace of blood on his lower lip. So we've got a cop and a wall and some stage blood, and we film him with a motion picture or video camera. Nothing has happened by chance here. We, the filmmakers, have made a series of artistic decisions even before we have turned on the camera. Even if we happen to have just stumbled upon this good-looking cop with a black eye standing against a brick wall and bleeding from the mouth, it's our decision not only to film him, but to use that footage in our film. If we decide to use the footage, we have made an expressive statement with it, and we have done so with only one shot that's maybe 6 seconds long. This is the power of mise-en-scène.